Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pam Bilbrey is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Pam is one of the great members of our Brain Trust. She's an outstanding business consultant, the co-author of Ordinary Greatness is Where You Least Expect It Everywhere. And she's our good friend, Pam Bilbrey. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, Pam. One of the things that I've been talking to to small business owners about for decades is the importance of how to make decisions. And to me, the building block of a successful business is the decision. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in a lot of ways, Jim, we're experts in decision making because we make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them every day. But so often we make them without much thought, kind of just by gut. And when it comes to important decisions for our business, we have to be a little more purposeful or intentional in how we make decisions. Because the fact of the matter is, in business decisions, the majority tend to fail. In fact, I think the latest research I saw says something like 55% of all business decisions fail.
Well, I think that's a conservative number. And Pam, notice when I said making a decision is a building block of success. Notice I didn't say making correct decisions.
That's right, because learn, don't we, from those decisions
that
go bad? Hopefully, we do. We do our after action review and determine what went wrong, what we would do differently next time. Hopefully.
Well, that's exactly right. And when the people that I know who have the most difficulty being a business owner or finding success or maybe even just getting their business going are the people who have a hard time making decisions,
mm-hmm.
period. It's just a decision. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, it's almost like that old fable of the donkey that was stuck in the desert for days and he was starving and thirsty, and he looks to the left and he sees a bale of hay 50 yards away, and then he looks to the right and sees a bale of hay 50 yards away, and he can't make up his mind. And what we end up with is a dead donkey in the middle of the desert, right?
That's right.
Because we have to be decisive, and we can't always wait till we have all the information we would hope that we could have. We have to pull that trigger at some point, but it has to be done in a more of a decisive way. We can't always go by our gut. Because one of the things I've found that often in making decisions, the business owners will, through their thinking, narrow down their options. They'll tend to focus on, well, what's within the scope of their experience, what's familiar to them, what's their preference. And they'll say, okay, these are my options. And so we tend to restrict our options ourselves. We don't tend to think outside of the box. We tend to think, well, it's an either-or decision, or it's a whether-or-not decision. And we really limit ourselves in thinking through that. We need to really broaden our scope, our view of what all the options are from the beginning, and not just immediately settle on one or two different options because we may not be getting the best.
Are you saying that we should focus on the result that we want, and then identify where the information is to get to that result, and whatever information we don't have, we need to go get that somewhere else? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in part, because, you know, there's something called the confirmation bias in decision-making.
Say that again, confirmation bias.
Uh-huh, the confirmation bias. And it means that we tend to gather self-serving information, or we tend to gather the information that supports our decision, as opposed to looking at all of the information. In fact, we're twice as likely to attend to and consider that information which supports our initial decision.
Pam, Let me stop you for a second. Folks, what Pam's talking about is not some egghead, ivory tower, professorial, theoretical thing that you don't need to concern yourself with. This is a real human behavior that is most readily identified among researchers, isn't it, Pam?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people who are you know, they got 16 doctorate degrees. They're finding the cures for whatever. They know they have a tendency for this confirmation bias. So if a scientist can do this, then you know a small business owner can do it. This is something real that we have to be careful. All of us have to be careful about, don't we?
It's almost human nature. You know, we have this tendency just to go out to look for confirmation of our beliefs. So it's really important that we know that that's our tendency, and then to take steps to guard against it.
Here's where this comes into play in small business, Pam. We're having trouble. Our business is not doing as well as we'd like it to be. And we have an opportunity to go read something or hear something or talk to someone, hear a presentation or something, and we don't take advantage of it because we're afraid we're going to read something or we're going to hear something that makes us uncomfortable. And even though we're not happy where we are, I don't know why it is, but we get the feeling that what I'm going to hear, what I'm going to read, is not going to be what I want to hear,
and it keeps people from
seeking more information.
Absolutely, we think, well, you know, I don't agree with that person's opinion, so I'm going to quickly discount what they have to say.
Right,
and so we close our minds off to looking at alternative views and alternative perceptions.
So what you're saying here then is, folks, Pam, is that when you're making decisions, get as much information as you can, even if it's not from you, even if it makes you uncomfortable. Find as much as you can about it, but again, at some point in time, you have to make a decision and go with what you got, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's the bottom line.
You got to go with what you got. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk to some more about this with Pam Bilbrey after these messages. Pam, give us your website, please.
It's www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
Ordinarygreatnessbook.com. Pam Bilbrey, and her name is spelled Bilbrey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. 20 after.
Oh, I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.